Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 16th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Day of the African Child.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz. Shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Day of the African Child.
The Day of the African Child 2017 is being commemorated under the theme, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development for Children in Africa, Accelerating Protection, Empowerment, and Equal Opportunity. The child-friendly vision is accelerating protection, empowerment, and equal opportunities for children in Africa by 2030.
The Day of the African Child is commemorated every year on the 16th of June in memory of the 1976 student uprising in Soweto, South Africa, during which students who marched in protest against the poor quality of education were massacred by the apartheid regime in South Africa. Hundreds of young students were shot, the most famous of which being Hector Peterson, and more than 100 people were killed in the protests of the following 2 weeks, and more than 1,000 were injured. The day was adopted by the Organization of the African Unity, or OAU, now African Union, in 1991. And it is also meant to raise awareness of the continuing need for improvement of the education provided to African children.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Rukandaba, let me just ngosuku oluqakathekileyo kakhulu usuku lwe-Day of the African Child. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke usuku lolu luvela kukhonokho okwenzakala ngo-1976 eSoweto lapho kwabulawa khona abantwana Blessing. Abantwana laba sibili babe ifuna ukuthi babe le mfundo enhle, bayidinga la malungelo abo ukuthi vele kumele benze njani kule South Africa. So siyakwazi sibili ukuthi kwaba lokudubulana okumangalisayo, ngathi badujulwa sibili ngamasoja eSouth Africa. Kwathi ke zokulandela-ke kwinsukwane ezithize kwafa abantu abangafika ikhulu 100. So kukhanya ngazane sibili usuku lolu yilo lwayenza ukuthi abantu balwisane lobungilimbane bukahulumende we-South Africa.
Hongoka hamawadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitaura nezvezuva remwana wemuafrica, not Day of the African Child, rinotevera kuurayiwa kwakaitwa vana vekusouth africa muna 1976 kusoweto, vachiratidzirayiwo kusafara kwavo neutongi hweudzvanyiriri hweapartheid. Asi kutanga muna 1991 African Organization of African Union OAU akatanga kuti zuva iro richerechedzwe munyika dzose dzemuAfrica nechinangwa chekusimudzirawo vechidiki. Izuva rakakosha kuZimbabwe nekuti iko zvino Gibbs 60% kana kuti zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana zvevanhu vari muZimbabwe vanhu vechidiki. Ndosaka taona vaMugabe nhasi vari kumanika lenduku kusakubva stadium vachitsvaga kuedza kutsvaga rutsigiro kubva kune vechidiki. The youth vote will be very, very important in this coming election in Zimbabwe in 2018. That's why you are seeing that there's this scramble for the youth vote. The president, Mr. Mugabe, was in Manicaland Sakuba Stadium today trying to lure the youths to vote for him. And most parties, the MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai, the MDC led by Professor Washman Ncube, the National People's Party led by Joyce Mujuru, MKD, and others, the People's Democratic Party, Party, led by Tendai Biti, are all trying to win the hearts and minds of the youth. So it's very significant. So we want to see how far Zimbabwe has gone in uplifting the youth. Gibbs.
Maybe they're taking a leaf from the British elections that were held recently. You still remember what happened with the Labour Party actually using so many of these youths to actually win. They almost won, you know, the popular vote in terms of, you know, trying to grab the kind of leadership from the Conservatives. So I think the youths are very crucial and critical in terms of all this. So Mazimbabwe Mahle, ngalifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje, lisitshayele ucingo unasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Zayiphinda futhi 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kulabo balandela ebulembu bokuzilibazisa kwe-Facebook, sikhona ku-VOA Ndebele, kuzobuya ke i-VOA Studio 7, kuzobuya ke i-VOA Shona. So lisilandele khona manje libonti sikhuluma ngani. Siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi benu ingxele yasebenza kuba kunjalo. Lobo usebenza yobolokhu lungoza phela nge-one lihlo wezethu ubonti sithini njalo uzwela ngendlebe ukuthi sikhuluma ngani. So ke asitshove blessing abanjani futhi.
I don't know if we have any guest at the moment.
Yeah, kanye ngazani sabadinga. Asikeze ukuthi sesithola umuntu kumbe sikathola.
I think we have Dube Mkombwe.
Oh yeah, so we are told that our first guest is Mr. Dube Mkombwe, who is an MTC activist. Mr. Mkombwe, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gift. How are you?
No, very fine. How is are you in Bulawayo or Pinda?
Oh no, I'm in Pinda.
How's Pinga?
No, Pinga is in order.
Oh, Talumba.
Talumba.
Now, Mr. Mkombwe, thanks for joining us. We are talking about the Day of the African Child, of course. Would you say Zimbabwe as a country, of course, it joined other nations in commemorating the day in Africa. Would you say Zimbabwe is making any strides to empower the youth?
No, actually, what I can say, Gift, in short, yes, Zimbabwe is respecting June 16 as a member of SADC. But if you check the life of a Zimbabwean youth in South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, I think it's too different. So of which I can say there was nothing much. Yes, we have to celebrate the day in pain. When our youth, they are not empowered, there's no employment. There's youth, they don't have any school fees. They can't go to schools. They are chased here and there in colleges, of which we celebrated the day in honoring our brothers in SADC.
And talking about, before we go to other parts of the country, talking about Binga, how is it like for the youth?
No, with the Binga, my brother, I think Binga is Binga in Zimbabwe, but to look on things is Binga, is Zimbabwe in Binga. You can see that in terms of employment and youth empowerment, you can see Ministry of Youth, yes, they can talk here and there, but you can check with the banks which they use to put the money involving youth projects. They are not in Binga, they are in Bulawayo. For a poor youth who is in Binga, 400 to 500 kilometers to reach Bulawayo to access papers and all paperwork needed is not practical.
Gibbs.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Apostle Midian Dube, who is a minister of religion based in South Africa and apparently interacts with a lot of youths in South Africa. Apostle Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
No, we're very fine. So tell us, when we talk about the Day of the African Child, do you in any way see any improvement in terms of, you know, in South Africa and Zimbabwe, in terms of rights for children?
I think the struggles for children and youth in South Africa and Zimbabwe and the rest of Africa are almost the same. Now, we have a problem in Africa of political independence without economic independence. So for the youth, it is worse. When their parents have nothing to show for the independence in Africa, it's worse for them. Now, youth are jobless. When you are talking about a situation of 95% joblessness in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, they are talking about almost 9 million youth that are out of school, out of training, without jobs. So the struggle that we went through in all these countries is meaningless when we are not able to empower our youth, because every government that does not invest in youth is not interested in the future of that country. The youth are the backbone of our countries. They are the backbone of our continent. Therefore, we must look at what is happening with our youth. I'm here in South Africa, like you are saying, so many youth are staying on bridges, on the roads. They are eating drugs. They are eating nyaupe. They are eating a lot of things. They are smoking dara. There is no future in them. And remember, the foundation of our future generation is built on the youth that we have today. If we have youth that have no resources to move their lives on, if we have youth who cannot sustain themselves, what kind of an Africa are we talking about? What kind of a future are we talking about? We talk about the Universal Declaration of Child Rights. Child rights are human rights. But as long as there is no resourcing to make sure that we make our children and our youth attain their full rights, enjoy the benefits of the freedom of their countries, youth in many instances are used as political pawns. They are given alcohol, they are given so many things to cheer the leaders of today. What kind of a nation are we hoping for tomorrow? This is what I look at every day, and my heart cries for our youth.
Mm-hmm. Well done there, Baba Dube. Uyakhuluma lapha ke ubaba Dube uthi hey okanyanzani kuyahlupha sibila kubonayo yena njengomfundisi ikuthi ke nxa ekhona ngale South Africa blessing uhlala labantwana sibila bakhulayo abangani bayahlupheka okumangalisayo. So ke uthi abanye bangabhema imbanje, abanye bachaya inyawope, you know, uthi vela ukhanyanzani impilo yabo ayindawo.
Because Apostle Dube raised an important a point there in saying that most of the youths are actually being used, or is it abused by politicians. We see this during election time. There's a lot of violence involving the youths. But after that, they have nothing to show for it. Let's go back to Mr. Dube Mukombwe. Mr. Mukombwe, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line, Gift.
Yes. You heard what Apostle Dube said about the youths and the issue of violence. What is your take on that?
No, actually, his statements are the same from the Apostle. It's just the same thing. When you talk of Africa, it's Africa. You can see leadership in Africa. They only use the youth to make a bridge for their success into power. Then after that, I think a youth is left stranded. As we can say, if a youth is not educated, it's nothing in Africa. And now it makes waste all our youth in Africa and Zimbabwe to say they are educated, go in the streets, they are selling airtime, they are busy smoking, they are doing all sorts of things. They are in HIV. They are in HIV risk. Why? Because they are not kept busy. I think we've got governments which don't care about the future of their countries. They just think of today, which is not tomorrow. When they talk to us, they will tell you that a youth is a future leader. When there is no future, a leader is a leader today. Not in Zimbabwe and Africa, there is nothing called a future leader. So it's just the cheating young people, and they are graduates. They are all over. I can tell you, Zimbabweans, they are all over the world trying to seek employment. Our kids are dying all over the next nations. Every border of you go in Zimbabwe, you meet some coffins funerals coming home, coming back home. Why is that? Because they leave their country where they've got a president elected who claims that was elected by people. Then you see messages, ministers waffling day and night, speaking on behalf of youth, when it's just a theory which is not practical.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mkombwe. Do you stay on the line, Gibbs?
Yes, lo baba lapho usuwela osecingweni baba suwela kanjani?
Ngiyaphila baba zana lijani.
Hayi phile mkhonyana. So ke akutsho ke ukuthi ulibona njani uday ilanga leli le Day of the African Child?
Yeah, yini ilanga leli?
Mhm.
Njengombalisi ongaboniyo lithinta kakhulu.
Aha.
Bengicela ukuthi ngi-advocate abantwana abangaboniyo ama youth angaboniyo.
Qhubeka baba.
Isikhathi esiningi bakhohlwakele i-political will yethu iyabananzwa on police emaphepheni but ku-implementation nabo kusuka kube lufifi ngoba nxa ngikhangela i-computerization ekhona ayibathinti abantwana abangaboniwe lokhu kukhuluka nge-braille. I-braille sasungula ngayo. Kodwa kathisa ikhona i-talking system engingayisebenzisa. Mina yona le ngisebenzisa i-computer ngithunga nguhulumende. Ngayicela komunye umuntu ngangizwelayo. Sure for how long sizahlala sicela. And abantu abaningi basikhangelela phansi. Kunje kathesi kwabazala ngakutshela ukuthi ningumuntu ongaboniyo enelisa even ukufaka amaviri emota. Ngiwafake sibe ngijekile ingandilimazi. Isikili lesi ngasithrenwa ngoshushane kophiholo. Onguye wakwangincedisa ukufunda ngisafunda. So ama-youth asibananzenini abantu abangaboniyo. They are part of our nation and they can contribute to the political will and the development of the nation.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke babasukela ungathinela kusasa. So kodwa ke ngombono wakho wena ubona zani ilanga leli liyaphonga ukuthiwa vumbuvumbu kumbe kumele uhlale kukhunjulwa nje.
No, ilanga leli alikhunjulwe. Liqakathekile liyinsika enkulu ngoba phela khumbula babazali ukuthi ama-youth lawa they are future leaders of tomorrow. So ama-politicians asafakeni ama-youth ekhwapheni ngokupheleleyo sibafundise i-democracy le-leadership bebe ne-sense of belonging to a good and a clean political will.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sibongile siwela baba.
Ngiyabonga babazana.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu mkhwenyana. So that was Mr. Swela. He says he's actually blind. He's a teacher and he's saying that in most cases leaders don't even think of blind students, blind people, and so forth. So he cited a case in which, there's this computerization that is taking place. So he says they don't even, in Zimbabwe, they don't even think of that, of, let's say, having a computerized program for the blind. They're still talking about the braille system, yet you can have a talking system, on laptops and maybe PCs and other things. So he says, what is important is for leaders to embrace children, He says if they embrace them, then they can maybe teach them about democracy and all those kind of good things, leadership and stuff.
I think we are being joined by our third guest, Gibbs, that is Maureen Kademaunga, an activist and also analyst. Good evening, Ms. Kademaunga.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me to the program.
Thank you so much. Now, of course, we are talking about the Day of the African Child. How significant is this in Zimbabwe?
I'm sorry, come again?
I said, how significant is this day in Zimbabwe, the Day of the African Child?
Okay, the Day of the African Child, as you know, the background to it is a day that is marked on our calendars after the 1976 protests in Soweto, where school children marched secure future for themselves. And unfortunately, some were shot dead, including herself, Jefferson. And for me, it's very significant for the Zimbabweans and in the Zimbabwean context. So if you look at our current political and economic environment, it does not have, you know, prospects for young people to pursue their dreams, to use their talents, and to also contribute to the economy, to the political dispensation, etc. So for me, it's very significant because we are seeing, there we have young people who are the future of this country, but who inherit problems who are not of their own making. Mm-hmm. Problems of corruption, theft, misgovernance, you name it. So it's a very significant way that, look, we are here, please remember us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yes, we're going to post on Apostle Meeting Tube. So, now, Kangela Abantona Bonaba, Abanganiba Hambestaratin. We are cooking our civil wabis, Lenconzo, and Lady Kulumanguti, Bonaba Funa Impilo Uti Benjan.
We talk to them. Abanye, they are very close to where I stayed, winning Lavavalana Pande, outside Ispa Supermarket, Ailpo AI Point. I talk to them every time I meet them. Ngibavuza ukuthi kathi vele live lapha kanjani. And most of them bakhona because of broken down families. Abanye ngababuye South Africa from Zimbabwe, from Mozambique, from the surrounding South African countries bethi bezedinga ama greener pastures. But mm-hmm. South Africa is not green anymore. Bagcine beswele indawo yokuhlala, they get into drugs, they get abused. They get into robberies, they get into theft, into so many things that are antisocial. Now, engukhangela kakhulu tube ukuthi leli langa, it must be a challenge for African governments to look at what can be done to improve the situation ya my youth and children in Africa. Now, beginning with our education system, for example, the education system here too is too academic. It trains you to get employed. It does not train you to think out of box in terms of entrepreneurship. Now, I think this is a time on this day where governments must say, how do we empower our children to grow up to be able to be employers of other people, not to be employees the rest of their lives? Now, we need to look at our curriculum and look at our educational development system to empower our children. But at government level as well, we need to be able to make sure that we have a functional youth department or child welfare department that is well resourced to be able to support even growing children to start up their own initiatives, not to depend on the employers of a particular nation. So we really need to challenge ourselves to do better. I've seen in Zimbabwe where they are saying they are giving loans to youth who are starting business or to support their businesses. But the problem is those things are very partisan. It's always done on party lines. Now, a government must be a government that thinks about all the children and all the youths, irrespective of political affiliation. So Masi Kangela in one side and supporting one side of our youth, we are actually developing a polarized youth as they grow up. And when they grow up polarized, we are creating a divided society in the future. And kumele thina sithi stand up and take responsibility of the monster that we are creating for our future. So our governments in Africa, they must make youth issues a cross-cutting issue. In whatever department, when they make their policies, youth issues must be mainstreamed. At employment level, they must be considered. At decision-making level, they must be considered. We must hear youth, not only to see them. Abantwana, especially in African society, to be king, children have been brought up to be seen, not to be heard.
Indawo yabiphandle nxa kukhuluma abadala kumele bayedlala phansi. But they have so much constructive things about their lives that they need to share, and we must develop a listening ear. Ukuze ukuthi ama issues abantwana kuyini. And the society is dynamic. Abantwana ba today abasafani labayizolo. Abayizolo bekulula bebehlala ekhaya umdala lime, athatha abafazi abangu 15 abaproduce babe ngu 50 lime badle basenga inkomo. But today everything is monetary based. Therefore, if our youth are not empowered, we have a dead society for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Of course, they is raising an important point there. Maureen, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you are involved in ensuring that the youth do register and vote in 2018. What kind of reception are you getting from the youth? Are they willing to participate? A reception are you getting from the youths? Are they showing that they are willing to participate in elections?
All right, I get your question. Okay, so we've been like mobilizing in communities, rural and urban. And our promise, as we told you right at the start when we launched the hashtag in 2018, is that we'll leave no stone unturned.
Unfortunately, we got cut off. We'll try to get in touch with Maureen there. Regai tiende kuna mkoma namo goronga waru South Africa. Magadi? Mkoma namo? Nare dinege ziruguti netsei. Maybe.
Yeah. Tube mkombo, siyakastu, you are one of the youths, Baba. So, at the end of the day, you are one of the youths, you know. I hope you are not... over 40, right?
No, I'm not.
Pelama yuzi, kama yuzi ako le zisugu, ama brand new second hand. So as la shwa la kukolo. So okay, as one of the youths, Mr. Mkombo, what do you aspire to be? One, and secondly, are you being accepted by politicians to become what you want to be?
Yeah, actually, I was Zumba, Wataba Myama. Kutua umbuso kumto mnyama uniganwa uyashutunwa unashutunwa umbuso mtuena mnyama kakuniki siya wana batro mkazo mkazo sere 94-97 sere upele uguti uza utua is a candidate for 2018 loko kwa uchela soba alikaucha ya mkone sila hezi mbapu uti aba ontanga vele kabamelanga bekhuluma ukuthi njengami izifiso zikamukela zikhona kodwa ukuthi uyazihambisa njalo ufike lapho kumele ufinyelele khona kumele ugidele omunye umuntu ukuze udlule manje kunzima ukuthi ugidele omunye umuntu ngoba nxa ungagidanga awusoze ukuthole lokho kumele ukuthole kodwa njengeyoung politician lami hhayi ngilendlela zami engihamba lazo ongakathesi njengummeli we-council yebingaradibinga council njengo-council chairman isihlale esinzima kumuntu onguyuthi ngoba uzathola ukuthi abadala baya bexokoza sebefuna ukutshela okwenza wena ungenza i-decision why wenza i-decision they kumele wenze so kodwa uzagakela lawe we should be have independent mind ukuthi lawe wenza okubona angathi kunganceda abantu unganceda ontanga Katesikangele katesi sile mobilization ega 2018 voter registration. Sipasi sikhamba jenge yoga pasi wogo. Kwa abela pezo ni zani za kubona. Kwa abela sasebenzi yikoto hai. Asilala na kifti. Si asebenza kunjaro kwa vele kwa African politics. Vele ainiganwa. If democracy is not an issue in Africa. You can see what is happening today in Zambia. It's one of the nations which were saying, at least in Zambia there's democracy. But there's now this Eddie Kalungu who's now a threat in that nation. And you see Zambia economy coming down again, of which you saw the general Zambia we are Tingu, it's a good dinner. What do I think we have over said Pampana Labe Zambia and Zimbabwe? So Fadana
Yeah. siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Dube Mkhombe ubambe khona lapho ngakhatshana. So he's one of the young people, so he's saying, you know, sometimes it's fascinating that we have people like Mr. Mugabe, who is 93, who's trying to seek re-election. And he says that's a problem to some of them, because at the end of the day, they want to get to the top as well, but they have to worship certain people before getting to the top. So he says even at local level, he's the chairperson of the Pinga Council. So he says it's difficult to actually articulate certain, to put certain things as per his wishes, because the elders will always challenge him and say, you know, must follow us and not you, you know, leading, you know. So I think he says that that's problematic.
We just want to acknowledge those who are on Facebook following this program right now. Tinashe Mtema, Melusi N. Moyo Machaya, arikuti tirikuteerera zvedu, tirikuno kunze kwenyika, but tinofara nedzidziso yenyu. Thank you so much. Bon Pox, anoti, you always give us the best. Thank you. And then we also have Francis Kalinda Miyowe, who says, in Zimbabwe, I think we must not commemorate or even talk of this day, because we, as children of the soil, our rights are being violated daily by our so-called government. There is no reason for going to school, because after graduating, you become a vendor. This, it's high time we remove this government so as to celebrate again. That is my opinion. Sorry if I'm wrong. Of course, we respect everyone's opinion here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Tinenge mkoma namo goronga wanengwa dzoka. Magadi mkoma namo.
Tiripo makadiwo vakuru vangu.
Aiwa tiripo, mwetipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini hangu ndachingokurudzira kuti sere chidiki veyuti ngati kurudzirane kuti tose takwanisa kunge tichidzidzisa kuvhota. Nenyaya yekungoti handi tinongoona nyika yedu kuti yakarereka kwaya yakuenda kupawere. Kune vanoti hanzi tine vatungamiriri vamangwana kubvira vechidiki. Asi kana munhu achirambira pachigaro, vaanoti vatungamiriri vacho vamangwana ndevapi? Saka isusu ngatingokurudzirana kuti vechidiki zvechokwadi mamiriro akaita nyika yedu hasiwo, tafarira sure. Saka isusu ngatingoramba tichingokurudzirana kuti ngatiregistre kuvhota, kunyanya vanhu vari kunze kwenyika, South Africa, Botswana nedzimwe nyika dzakatikomberedza. Please ngativei nomukana wongoti tingonoregistra kuitira kuti vhoti yangu yakakosha, vhoti yako yakakosha. Uya uye ngatingotiwo kana toyambuka, ngatiyambuke tese. Tisazoti kana umwe wamhiri kwerwizi toti tava tese. Saka ndinote mashoko iwavo, ndinokurudzira nguva kuzaka kuward 18 kuzaka central constituency kuti ngatiregistre kuvhota, tibvise zvose tisesai muhofisi. Ndatenda zvangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma nhamo goronga.
Ndatenda vakuru, muve neusiku hwakanaka.
Aiwa nemiwo. You had the Gibbs from Namo Goronga in South Africa. We saying the solution is simply to have youth registered and then they can go and vote next year and elect new leaders. He's saying that this issue of saying you are the leaders of tomorrow does not work, because there are some leaders who want to die in office and time is moving. Maybe it's going back to what Dr. Martin Luther King called the fierce agents of now. You know, youth have to start leading now. They don't have to wait for tomorrow. We are being joined by another guest. That is Victor Chimutu. He's also a political analyst. Victor, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Of course, it's Dr. Chimutu, to be precise. Right. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes.
You've got only 5 minutes, unfortunately, as a prior engagement.
So, Dr. Victor Chimutu, tell us about your view on this Day of the African Child. We know that the AU's theme is conflict and crisis in Africa, protecting all children's rights. So now, in terms of that kind of theme, does it, you know, go hand in hand with what is happening in Zimbabwe and other countries?
No, we can see that that's exactly not happening. Actually, what is happening is the opposite. We see that there is a lot of neglect around, you know, the youth, the children, and the politics of today, especially if we use Zimbabwe as a case study. We can see that our leaders, you know, they are not taking cognizance that the youth can also perform a very critical role in shaping the country. And I think the previous speaker was also talking about, you know, this idea that we always, the rhetoric that we always hear that, you know, the youths or the young people are the leaders of tomorrow. And I think this is a fallacy because we have, for example, in Zimbabwe, we have got so many bright, you know, young people who are rising up. We have got a lot of potential, but they are not being given the chance to lead from the front. And this, it's a sad situation if you look at it. I mean, for example, look at what happened in France. We have got someone who was 39 years, who now is the president. Mm-hmm. And then we have got countries like Belgium, we have countries like Canada. And we are talking of, you know, prime ministers who are 41 years, 43, 44 years. And in Zimbabwe, at that age, you can barely become a youth wing, in the youth wing or a chairperson of a political party.
Mm-hmm.
So we think, I think we have to seriously look into our institutions, especially political institutions, and including the so-called progressive forces, the opposition. They need to reform on that to give the young people, you know, with potential, the space to create space for young people to lead. Mm-hmm. So when we celebrate this day in Zimbabwe, actually, we actually bemoan the lack of, you know, the realization that the youth, they have to lead from today, not to see them as leaders of tomorrow. So I think that one is a fallacy that we don't have to agree on. And I think what you see now in Zimbabwe, the exciting thing is, especially from last year, the rise of social movements. And we are talking of this flag, we are talking of Tajamuka, we are talking of Occupy, we are talking of Zimbabwe Azoka. You can see now that in these new institutions, social movements, they are being funded by young people, you know. And if you see, they are carrying amazing work in the country. So I don't see why, you know, maybe we can disqualify individuals like that in the matrix of the leadership of our country. When they are doing amazing work, you know, in these different movements. So I think it's something that we really need to, the point that we need to hammer on, and politicians need to listen to it. And also ask the young people, the youth, you know, we have to demand this and also becoming more proactive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you mm-hmm. so much, Dr. Chimuthu. Do stay on the line for maybe a question or two since we had a prior engagement. Gibbs.
Yes, Andrew Zaba, also South Africa. Baba Zaba Kunja.
Ngiphilile dube linjani baba?
Siphile kakhulu ye. Akusiyele ngosuku lwe Day of the African Child. Lujon kuwe labantu nje abeZimbabwe. Ngomafishane.
Hey, lolu suku lolu lami nginje lungafethile ngoba ngenxa ukuthi abanye bethe Africa lapha baphela. Kodwa ke ebengu advise iyouth eyalezi insuku ngoba lami bengiyiyouth ngesikhathi sabo Joshua Nkomo. Okwamanje bengi-advise i-youth ukuthi uba ngabe ibonisisa ngoba yibo abakhokheli bakusasa. Ngilusizi ngenxa yokuthi abakhokheli bethu laba, ama-African leaders especially, not bonke. They are using abantwabethu njengama-political weapon. Ngesikhathi besezihlalweni njengoba nje besezihlalweni. Instead, bona babatshela babathembisa izinto ezingekho. Lami nginje lo mntwana le oyi-form 6 uqedile isikolo, akalalutho alwenzayo ekhaya. Bengiba-advise ama-youth alezi nsuku ukuthi abe njengoba ngumgogodla wamazwe, kabe akhaliphe abone, ngoba ukwana kwabo ukuthi baye emhlanganweni bayabulawa bayathisela imizi, kabahambe kodwa yekhambi day elevoyele ukuze umnyaka ozalo bavote kahle, ba-advise ngalokho. I-result yokubona lokho yikuthi bheka namanje kabala misebenzi, kodwa lokhu ebe-chitha besemhlanganweni behamba ngembatata. Lokhana kubuhlungu Gipsy, ngoba abakhokheli balezi nsuku sebesebenzisa abantu abethu kabuhlungu njalo kabo, abasoze bebe bangabakhokheli banjengabo. Yikho ngiyaba-advise abantu abethu ukuthi ngabe bebonisisa lokhu, bakuhlole, bebona emabhokisini ma bevota, ngabayirejista bonke. Ngiyabonga Dubs.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke Zaba khonangapho keGoli. Sasubele impela vekehle. So he says he was one of the youths during the ZAPU era, and he's advising the youth to fight and fight and fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says because African leaders are using them as political tools,
mm-hmm.
so which is very, very dicey, you know. At the end of the day, to him, is not good enough.
Regaitiende kuna Dr. Chimutu sezo nguva yavasina kumira zvakanaka tivabvunze mbvudzi yokupedzisira. Etoti Dr. Chimutu asi tirikuona ka tambotaura na Apostle Dube vanga vachitaura kuti dzimwe nguva vechidiki vanonyanya kushandiswa munyaya dzezvekuita zvemhirizhonga izvi kana tatarisana nesarudzo asi hatisi kuona vachiwanawo zvigaro zvepamusoro. Vangaite sei vechidiki kuti vagadzirise dambudziko?
Ichokwadi chauri kutaura kuti vadi vechidiki ndo vanoshandiswa nevakweguru ava kuti vaite basa iroro renyonga-nyonga mavanogara. Ende ndichiona sekumufananidzo wandaita ukaona masocial movements avako iko zvino, unoona kuti vari kuita iya inonzi redefine, you know, the political culture, yekuti mayouth ndo atori maleaders, ndo vanotungamira mamovements iwao. Saka I think it's a new type of politics yava kupinda yekuti my youth can also be proactive kana kuti vanowana mukana wekushanda vachionekwa basa ravo richionekwawo than kuti my youth agare ari matinoti ma traditional structures. So I think chinofanwa kuona vechidiki vemuZimbabwe ndechekuti pava nemumwe mukana unoita kuti iwo pachezvavo vaonekwe basa ravanokwanisa kubata rekuvaka nyika, rekuvaka Zimbabwe, pasina iya yatinoti vari pasi pemapolitical institutions aya like vanana ZANU PF, of course na nemamwe maopposition nemaopposition political parties. So mienzaniso zvambotaura kuti unoona kuti ndikashandisa zvangu ZANU PF semienzaniso, unotoona kuti sometimes unoona munhu ane 60 years nasi pane picture yange ichitenderedzwa pasocial media, munhu weZANU PF anenge achinzi ndi youth leader ka but atokwegura. Saka but hauzvione ikoko kwauya kumasocial movements izvozvo hauzvione. Mayouth ndo atori vatungamiri vemasocial movements, ndo vari kufambisa basa rinotoonekwa paground. Saka kurudziro yangu kuno yechidiki ndeyekuti ngavauye vapinde mumasocial movements iwava, vamashandise semaforms of expression, kuti vashandise masocial movements kuti vauye nemaideas avo ekuti nyika ingaende kumberi sei. Vachiita basa iroro mumasocial movements, iyo vari matraditional political structures vachaona basa rinoitwa nevechidiki iroro nezvarinokwanisa kuchinja kana kuvedzera pa struggle yedu yatiinayo muAfrica nemuZimbabwe mose. Ende mufananidzo iwoyu futi wakapamhama uso wemuZimbabwe chete, unoona kuti neAfrica taane masocial movements ari muAfrica, so haisiri fenomena iri muZimbabwe chete. MuAfrica kutanga gore rapera makore mairi matatu apfuura, masocial movements are spread. Ende kwatova nemamwe masocial movements aningati maumbrella anobatanidza mamwe masocial movements ari madifferent countries. Saka kurudziro yangu ndeyekuti uri wechidiki muAfrica, whether uri kuUganda, uri kuKenya, uri kuTanzania, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, tsvagai munyika menyu masocial movements iwawa because arimo munyika dzenyu idzodzi. Endai munojoina ikoko, wanai mukana wekuti mukwanise kuzviexpressa. Ndoda kugona kupa semienzaniso ipo pa Deaf African Child ipapo. Social movement inonzi Zimbabwe yadzoka maibuya iZimbabwe ine hurongwa hwairi kuita kana kuti hwayaita zuva irori wekunounganidza vana vaya vanogara mumastreets anonzi mastreet children, kuedza kutaura nawo, kuedza kuvaonesa ramangwana, kuedza kuvadzidzisa kuti vazive atingati marights avo nezvavanokwanisawo kuita. Because dambudziko riripo, ukaona mayouth anenge akadaro sevanhu vari marginalized ivava, society haivatarise, government haina zvainoita, vanongosiyiwa vachi hapana anovaudzawo kuti chii chavanokwanisa kuita, ndekupi kwavangaenda kunotsvaga rubatsiro. Saka unoona kuti this is a big role now iri kuplaywa nemasocial movements munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, for example. Saka kurudziro yangu ndeyekuti mayouth ngaasamirire kuti kwanza hanzi mapolitical structures matirumu, vakuru vari kutitungamirira vachasiya, havasiya. Hazvina basa kuti kuZANU PF, hazvina basa kuti maopposition political parties havade kuenda. So idea iripo ndeyekuti vechidiki ndo vanofanirwa kutoita proactive, ndo vanofanirwa kutotaura, ndo vanofanirwa kutodemanda. Kana vakaona kuti ikoko hakusi kukwanisika, kune mimwe mikana yavako yemasocial movements yekuti vaite vazviexpress potential yavo, nekuti tiri kusarira hama, tiri kusarira tichingotungamirirwa nevakwegura. vasingacha fambidzani nenguwa.
Tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Chibutu.
Vacha fambidzani nenguwa yanhasi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Pakanaka.
Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us this evening. That there was Dr. Victor Chimutu of Zimbabwe Adzoka. Maibuye Zimbabwe. I think Gibbs, we still have some guests, I understand.
Yes.
Miss Maureen Kademaonga is back. I think we still have Dube Mkombwe and Apostle Dube.
Yeah, so let's start with you, Maureen. Briefly, we are going to give each one of you about a minute to express yourself in terms of, you know, what is the role of the youth right now in terms of transforming Zimbabwe? Kademaonga?
Okay, it's unfortunate that I couldn't join the rest of the program because of network. But I think my parting words would be, you know, the youth must not take this position of being the leaders of tomorrow. We are the leaders of today. If you look at the people who went to the armed struggle, they went, they were young. Some of them left school. So that means you need to come out of your comfort zone. You need to compromise, to sacrifice, actually, to sacrifice a lot of things for you to be able to change this country. For me, I agree with what Victor was saying, that it is, you know, we are seeing a new form of organizing where young people are creating spaces for themselves. But these spaces must transform into, you know, a real political option. And where I might just differ slightly is that the opposition is not yet, you know, a party that we can say, all parties, the opposition, the political parties in the opposition are parties which I think still have space for young people. So we need to organize ourselves, but also to work together as the opposition in its entirety. That means social movements, political parties, women's groups, everyone. We must come together, and our target must be to, you know, dismantle the status quo through the election. 2018 election is the election. I don't want to lie to you. I talk to a lot of young people, and they say, I will register to vote, but I think 2023 is the election for young people. And I will say my position is that 2023 is the election for cowards who think that we must at least first, you know, get rid of a certain generation and then get into an election. We must take the bull by its horns. Let's take them head on. And I think we must organize and mobilize every single young person in this country to register to vote and to understand that it's a constitutional entitlement and a responsibility for them to vote and to vote against a system that does not bring jobs to them, a system that does not allow for their children to have to go to school, a system that is not creating jobs for them, that is not bringing food on the table, that does not care for their health facilities, etc., etc. For me, I think it is 2018 is actually the year for young people to vote against a system that is not working for them. After that, but at least know that you're voting against a system that has not worked for 38, 39 years. And this is my message to young people in Zimbabwe, that we can change things in this country. And we must also make sure that we send to Parliament people who are just as young as us. We send to the executive, that is cabinet, people who are just as young as us. And we have the future of this country, the future and even of generations to come at heart.
Yeah, thank you, Maureen. Maureen, thank you. Thank you, and hold on.
We've seen this for 38, 39 years.
Hold on there, Maureen.
The African child is very, very significant.
Hold on there, hold on, Maureen. So we'll come back to you. Blessing.
I think you had asked all three.
Yes. So, Mr. Mkombwe, what is your role, really, in terms of, you know, fighting for yourselves as youths? Just briefly.
Yeah, my role fighting as a youth, my role, actually, we've got a very big challenge gifting over. That's each generation is 2000. Today is 2017. I want to know about Zimbabwe. Now, what you would tell you, I'm about your vote, I'm about your register, but what I got to put about from 2000. I was on 2000, why in Kinga? Well, but it differs in a bias, what in Ukskurmanani? Well, about the situation in Fanana, as we aspire out of Musa. But anyway, it's our role, Jeremiah, you think in a leadership, Papa Kuditashi, Papa Yabunta, to give them the good side of the coin. Why are we saying Mugabe should go? Why are we saying we should have a change? kuyayangisa sibili bantu bantu bakithi ukuthi libuswe ngumuntu oleminyaka 93 years esithi yena uzaba ngupresident ngo-2018 and ungakhangela abantwana bezimbabwe abaningi vele they've given up ngoba sebebona ukuthi asebephilela futhi kusimo soneso
kodwaawuselasukuzatshwala
sibhizi ngakho siyabakhankasela konke bangene kuma-leadership babe ngama-councelors babe ngama-MPs and sithi kube nama-movement amaningi beside political parties we should have more movements ukuthi those who are not good in the politics they join ama-movements amanye ama-Christian movements ama-constitutional movements kuma-churches konke so I think we are not sleeping gift.
Yes, siyakubona siyakuzwa kakhulu bambe kwalapho ngayikhashana. So what he's saying is that the youth should actually mobilize themselves and vote and do whatever they want because they're the majority one. Secondly, they've got the power. So maybe you can go to Apostle Dube.
Now, Apostle Dube, you have heard the youths, they sound very enthusiastic. Do you think things are going to change?
I think youths need inspiration. We need a leadership from amongst the youth who can stand like the likes of Steve Biko and the rest that rose at that time. They need inspiration. They need to understand that they can do it. And one thing that I want to say to every youth listening to me now is that rights can never be given to you. You stand up and fight for your rights. They can never be given. Recognition will never come your way, but you need to stand up and any recognition. So youth must position themselves. Youth must mobilize themselves. They must stand together and say enough is enough. They have been used by the old as ladders to get to the top. Now it is the time for the youth to turn the tables and use the elders as a ladder to get to the top. If they sit down and mourn, nothing will come their way. But I also want to encourage institutions like churches, civil society, and all those providing funding to think about how they can push the agenda of the youth beyond today. Now, our youth have power. Our youth have imagination. Our youth have motivation. All they lack is a leadership that can pull them together and say, we can do it. We can vote in Zimbabwe in 2018. We can remove ZANU-PF in 2018. And we can redefine our future together in 2018. So sitting down and mourning will never bring anything to them. Yes, the leadership that is there now must create an enabling environment, but they must stand up and demand what is rightfully theirs.
Thank you so much. Baba,
Baba Dube Nkombo. Baba Dube Nkombo lapho uyazwela ukuthi ongani kuyahlupha kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi abasha bajale ukuthi umuntu etshone ebuhlaba kumbe ezijale ibronco into ezinjalo. So ke nxa abantu bezinatha bebhema izidakwamizwa lento ezinjalo pho bazayenza njani ukuthi bakhululeke Baba Dube Nkombo
ubona ukuthi benze izidakamizwa ilungelo labo but ungakhangela into eningi imentality ekhona emele sincedisane labantwana abasakhulayo ukuthi bazwisise ikusasa yabo ngoba even olemali osebenza kumele nathi but into esikubonayo ngoba even bangasebenza bazanatha but into emele sikhulume ngayo kumele sinakane ukuthi the way we are governed njengama-youth what is there for us in that government what is our shame ungakhangela kusenate abantu bayabelele kusenate ungakhangela kuma-parliamental sections sekungabokukhulu bodwa ungakhangela kuzanu-PF side akukhulunywa ngoba tisi thina kithi silaba abafana abasakhulayo otshamisa ngale bebagudumeza abadala uze ukuthi hayi le yi-parliament kodwa sikhangela ukuthi sinomlandu njengabontanga ngoba into ekhona futhi kumele sizivuze ukuthi singavota ngo-2018 kumele sizimisele ukuzodefend our vote sukume sonke ama-results angakaphumi singene izitrit sigijime sihlabela sisenza konke even so that we push izek ukuthi khiphe ama-results ungakhangela enduro ngo-2008 MDC yawina but kwaswelekalikod ya defendi voti yona leo. So masumelara spele reko napo kwa angu voter registration. Umele sibe the agenda A, point A and point B to defend our own vote. Wabasibili ngayi ngakangela wezi kwa manja mazu. Kwa Zimbabwe muta anga vota. Uza amba yo lala. Alala ni kure tiyoti retu za kurume sitini. Kote kwa manja mazu yo Kenya abantu baya hamba. Ama election atlata kwa 7 ekuseni. Ntamba ama varuwa ma station muntu wonke. Uya hamba yo chanele lapo la votele kone. Medela mari zaot. Wabatina shuwa sibili ngambu kuya shanyero. Umashanyero kumero kambu yo vuna. So tina kumere si onta ala jana si vota. Baqeda ukuvota ngo 7 ekuseni kumele u 7 uhambe lapho votele khona uyemelela ama results ngoba uvotile.
Yes, siyabonga. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mr. Tube Mkombo is saying is that you know people must be able to defend their vote, especially the youth. He doesn't say people should carry arms or whatever. No. He says whenever there are elections, camp at the polling stations so that you can monitor the kind of results.
Regatende unemteriri wedu mukoma Donald mutsigiri mukuru wechirongwa mukoma Donald Mamboma makadi mukoma Donald.
Ndofara mukoma blessing makadi kana mukoma Gibbs.
Aiwa isu tiri nani mukoma Donald tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes, yapi.
Tiri kutaura nezve vechidiki nekodzero dzavo.
Ah, isizo kodzero dzedu tingangoto tihedu kungoti ese kuti Africa isizwa Zimbabwe chete yazwa rem Africa chete zvenyika dzisi Africa saka kune dzimwe nyika other than Zimbabwe zvina zvine meaning. But kwedu kwa kuna meaning pakuti hatina kana ramangwana mugoma mukatasa tati ndakazvagwa 1989 but ndatwa ne 28 days ndakutochembera mangwana ndegore totera ndisiri kuti kana kuti makore matatu kutera ndakatova murume mukuru hapana kana kumbogarika kwandakaitawo munyika mangu kana kumbodyawo mari nyika kana kushandawo munyika mangu zvekuti ndikati ndakaenjoya nyika hapana kungouchirira vamwe zvezvi kudokura kuti enjoya kwandakaita ndichashandigwana nababa ana namai kare ndichiri chimwana. Iko zvino ndava kuzvizivira kana hapana kana mugoma bvunzari vane makore nabva kuti hapana chakamubuda. Vana vakanga ndongokurudzira vamwe vangu vechidokoka kuti tikwanise kufunga mugoma blessing. Tiwaita zvazvo kuti kati kanopuwa chitisheti chewhite chinoda kuwachiwa nesipo wesipo yacho mhara ukwanise kutenga wototi paizvo zvanaka hapana chakanaka muZimbabwe mugoma. Basa kana kusina basa kana kusina mikana yebasa ka hatingambotari zvekuti kune future hakuna future. Hakuna future muZimbabwe, hakuna ingati vakuru ivo vagara variko. Kwete isusu vedu hakuna hatachatifanga kuti kana kupemberera hapana mugoma.
Asi kazvinonzi mahambudika kunovhota vechidiki vacho vakaregista kuti vavhota vanenge vari vashoma.
Hongu ndinotokurudzira vamwe noti nekubva 2007 ndingati ndakaregista 2007 kuvhota 2008 ndakavhota 2013 ndakavhota. Asi kuti hakuvhota kwangu vhoti yangu ndinosoti hangu haina kushanda panguva iyo but handinyori moyo ndicharamba chingonovhota ndichadzokera kumba ndichanovhota. Ndinotokurudzira vamwe kuti vavhote asi vachivhotera zvinhu zvinovapa pfundiso mangwana kwete kungovhota kuti chero ndavhota kuisa exi pabepa. Isa exi panhu paunozoona kuti pachakupa mbura mangwana nevana vako.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda mukoma blessing ndatenda kuna tete morini kadema unga.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ndofunga vanenge vachizvinzwira havo. Donald Mamboma in South Africa and is urging the youths to go and register, and then they should also be willing to vote. He's saying that if they don't do that, nothing is going to change. Gabe.
Katumaunga, just a question that needs a yes. Just a yes and no. Sorry.
I don't think she's on
the
line.
Oh, she's not on the line. So the maybe, Mr. Tube, one line, just 10 seconds.
Hello.
Apostle Minty and Tube. Our time is up.
Unfortunately, our time is up. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Apostle Midian Dube in South Africa. And we also had Dube Mukombwe, an MDC activist, and also political analyst Maureen Kademaunga, and also Dr. Victor Chimutu. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dewey saying good night, Zimbabwe. Don't forget to follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Ciao, ciao. Bye.